With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A U.S. judge says President Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC can go to trial.
A federal judge in Florida rejected an attempt by Britain's national broadcaster to delay proceedings and set a February 2027 trial date. In December, Donald Trump filed a lawsuit over the way the BBC edited a speech he gave on January 6, 2021, the day of the U.S. Capitol riot. The claim seeks $5 billion in damages for defamation and $5 billion for unfair trade practices. The BBC has apologized but rejects claims it defamed the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A month after Iran launched a crackdown on nationwide protests, widespread arrests are taking place across the country.
Reports of raids on homes and workplaces have come from major cities and rural towns alike. All this reveals a dragnet that has touched large portions of Iranian society. Iranian officials have apprehended university students, doctors, lawyers, teachers, and others. Activists say those arrested are often held with no ability to communicate for days or weeks.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A bill has been introduced in the Washington State Senate that would raise money, some of which would go to media outlets in the state. The Seattle Times supports the bill as a lifeline for local news, but critics like economist Steve Morris say it's a blueprint for government-dependent media.
There's not a shortage of news. It's just the Seattle Times isn't providing news that people want or care about, and they can't make it in the free enterprise system. And of course, they want to become a welfare patient. And, there's no reason that taxpayers should have to pay for something that they don't want to buy.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Christians still support President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that white evangelicals remain perhaps his strongest constituency. About 70% of them like the way the president is doing his job, and nearly 60% support all or most of his policies and actions. However, there has been some slippage from the early days of Mr. Trump's second term, when 66% of white evangelicals say they backed all or most of his policies. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new wave of Christian artists from various backgrounds is drawing young audiences to faith-based rap, Afrobeats, and R&B. Christian rap has been growing for over a decade, but its newer subgenres and counterparts have exploded since the COVID-19 pandemic. Social media algorithms have helped them reach wider audiences, and bigger labels are catching on now. This is SRN News. Data centers are attracting a lot of attention across the country.
Politicians from President Trump to local lawmakers agree that tech companies should cover the power costs of artificial intelligence data centers, but they still fight over what fair share means. The debate ties directly to cost of living pressure ahead of the midterm elections. Data centers keep spreading fast, and some use as much electricity as a small city. Utilities often spread new power plant and grid costs across all customers. States have started writing rules that require long-term contracts and big upfront payments. Consumer advocates warn the short-term squeeze still pushes up bills. Keith Peters, Washington.
The NASCAR season is underway. William Byron chases an unprecedented third straight Daytona 500 win when he attempts to make NASCAR history. More details at srnnews.com.